Hello everyone, Jim Fry, as always, DoughForTheDream.com. Here's a quick update for you, the entrepreneur, the wannabe entrepreneur, always trying to give you ideas, thoughts, and ways to find financing, to get cash flow in your business, and other business-related cash, tax, and marketing ideas. Trying to get some financing, cash flow, whatever, for your startup, let me know. You want to get some more cash flow in your existing business, give me a call. If you have another question I'm not answering, or you want to pose a specific project to me, email me. I answer my emails, I answer my phones. Jim@doughforthedream.com. That's DoughForTheDream.com. Or 724-238-9799. I try to provide different podcasts here on www.doughforthedream.podomatic.com. I have doughforthedreamblog.com, and I try to give you all kinds of sources and information. I do sell a CD and an ebook and different things, and I give coaching, and I do broker deals. I feel that I can help you place a loan, commercial loan, startup, SBA loan, refinance of a commercial project, things like that. I have good sources. I've worked a long time, worked with good people, good lenders, good banks. I'd be glad to look at your project. Okay, today is a tax-related, healthcare-related update. Okay, what is this new healthcare program? Whether you're for it or against it, Democrat, Republican, you're still going to know. How is it going to affect you, the small business owner? That's right, I'm talking to small business owners out there. What is the health care law, the new health care law, what's going to mean for you? Well, if you provide health insurance, there's at least one part of the law that could help you at least next year. There are tax credits written into the new tax care health care law. The IRS just put out some information on small businesses, who's eligible, how to qualify, and, you know, of course IRS makes it look a little bit complicated, as they often do, but I want to give you a lay version, a easy to understand version of what that means. Okay, here's how you qualify. Here's if you're eligible, if these things make sense. How do you qualify? Are you eligible? Okay, do you employ less than 25 workers? Do your employees earn less than $50,000 on average? So if you average them all, would it be less than $50,000? Do you provide employees with health insurance? Does the business pay for at least half of their insurance premiums? If you've answered yes to all these questions, you qualify for the tax credit. So you must employ less than 25 workers. You must employ less than 25 workers. They must earn less than $50,000 on average. You provide your employees with the health insurance. The business pays for at least half of the premiums. So, what's this worth to your business? How much are we talking about? Well, tough to say, but the amount of this credit, this tax credit, is based on, the calculation is based on the average small group premium in each state. So it will vary depending on the state to state. It's supposed to be up on the IRS website this month in April, before the end of April. So look up on the website, irs.gov, G-O-V. Or check back with me. I'll try to have an update if I get something from you. Certainly, if you're a tax-exempt employer, you have to follow different rules. Consult the IRS. Consult your CPA, your tax attorney, professional. Consult your CPA, your accountant, your financial advisor. I'm not a CPA. I'm not a tax attorney or a tax advisor. This is just one business person to another sharing some ideas. So at least some good news, at least on this point of view, regardless how you feel about the health care plan and the Democrats, Republicans, government, etc. It's one big happy world out there. So take action. Hopefully this was helpful for you. Good luck. Thank you.